Welcome everybody to Freedom Friday. It's your girl Queen Sunny Honey, and today's special is all about the turkey. Yes, I got a turkey nightmare story for you, and it's not about gobble gobble. No, it's all about the time I traveled to a country named Turkey. So sit back and stay tuned. Welcome everyone. This is the Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station. Here, each and every Freedom Friday, we come to give the people savvy solutions that they can use. As we're closing out on 2020 and looking forward to a year of abundance and amazing things that have been happening to us, but we can't talk about all the good things without having the proper balance on some things in life that just made us think. So sit back and enjoy all the holiday songs that are going on. And to my people that are from Jamaica, living in the States, enjoying this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, we just want to send a lot of love and light to everyone around the world. Shout outs to Jamaica and the radio show, Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station. That's right. So because it is Black Friday, I know that everyone is out there spending that money, honey. Make sure it's just as important this year that we support our own. You see, when I was a little girl and I think about the number of Black-owned businesses that I could have supported, typically they did not have the Black Friday sales because my neighborhood, they represented the mom and pop stores. But 2020, oh, it is such a great time to be alive. When we look at the limitless blessings and opportunities to buy Black, buy from our own and support our own. So on this day, as you're getting up on Freedom Friday, heading out, standing in lines for major corporations to get those amazing sales, we ask that you give a little bit of self-love, actually a lot of self-love to yourself. Support self, support us, and reach out. If you haven't bought any books or supported Queen Sunny Honey, head on over to my website. That's SunitaShannon.com, where you will find my books and all of my products up to 90% off. That's right, for this Black Friday. So come on and support your girl, and I will always be more and more grateful for the limitless blessings that are coming my way, are gifted right back to the community through philanthropic thoughts of gifting people LLC grants each and every month. As long as I got breath in my body and a blessing amongst me, I would love, love, love to continue to help those who have amazing, amazing ideas, but simply need someone that will come in and support them. Yes. So, what's up with this turkey special? Feels like Golden Girls circa. The year was 2017. I myself and an Italian teacher decided that it would just be a weekend adventure and a four-day holiday to whisk off to Turkey, specifically Istanbul. It was around this time of year. It was a bit cold. As you can see, I was coming from the Middle Eastern desert in the winter. And when I arrived in Turkey, of course, I knew that this was least likely to be a region of the world that had a lot of representation of me. But it was also a calmness and a peacefulness. It wasn't a war situation until I got off the plane. That's right. Things had just transpired. But luckily, I felt very safe. And although images on the US news portrayed the area that I was in at the time to be pretty much the opposite of what I was experiencing. I noticed the culture there in Turkey. These men looked like they came out of a Calvin Klein ad, literally just getting up in the morning and wearing the suit. And this was not to an event. This is just life. Watching the day-to-day interactions, people did give me a warning and saying, you're always going to be offered tea. So that's one of the cultural things that we learn in this region of the world. If a shopkeeper wants to initiate a sale, you will automatically get an invite. Come in, Teala Habibi. Would you like some pomegranate tea or sorrel? All of the wonderful things that come from having the humanity to sit and talk and share. Well, in Turkey, that's all a part of customer service. And they will assure you, no, if you don't buy anything, I just want. Why? Because it felt like, you know, not being the city girl, but the country girl in me, knowing as soon as all the shopkeepers or the local people see the new person sitting there, it's a sign of good luck, or someone's going to visit afterwards and inquire, where is this person from? What did you learn? So, getting back to my story, the currency drew me. If you look online right now and see the value of the Turkish lira, you will understand that one thing about Queen Sunny, honey, is I love going to places that have a flea market and a museum, and really where my dollar can stretch. I will say this, Turkey made me feel as much of a queen as Egypt did based on the currency value system. So we're off to this hotel. We got the presidential suite. The standards of what a presidential suite was not as quaint or up to my expectations, but it was still nice. It was just small. Everything was small. And so me and my travel companion, we got up early that morning and we had our usual, all breakfast is the same here. It's like some hummus, some unleavened bread, and lots of cucumbers. It's really a big thing in the Middle East or portion, this part of the Southeast Asia, that we eat salad in the morning. So having a very non-traditional breakfast that's not grits and eggs and everything, that's what breakfast was like for us. And then I stepped outside and it looked like Charleston, South Carolina. And we began to walk around and truly enjoy just the ambiance of Istanbul. One of the things that really got me interested in that particular region was knowing that the world's largest flea market, souk or bazaar, is located in Istanbul, Turkey. The largest swap meet. Like, who wouldn't want to go visit? So as I left out that morning, I was super excited. This place is so huge, so beautiful, and like I said, the Turkish lira and the value of the money would be epic. As I'm leaving out of the hotel, it is my set intention to buy rose petals, things that I could have in my tea, because I know I could get like a kilo of that for like, what, 2 cents? And I could drink tea all year long. Green tea, I'm talking about things before they actually end up processed in the box, these loose things. I set out to get those, and I was sure that gemstones and crystals and jewelry. It's like, let me go and check out these things because based on the lire, I might come up really nice. And that I did. The amazing part about going to the Indian Bazaar in Istanbul was that it was a catacomb, just endless. It's not like I could ever come out of the same entrance. It was so childlike to walk into a maze of stores and know that if I made it, what, a few kilometers worth of walking, eventually I would see water and that ferry was going over into Asia. Yes, where all the hair weave and the plug is, you can see the Delhi ferry going from Turkey, going into an area of just change and vastness, and a lot of economics is going on. And it's just a thing of beauty right there. So guys, my adventure of shopping and feeling good quickly dwindled down when my travel companion said, ooh, I have a boot thing that I'm going to visit him. And of course, you know, people have little ties of people in different countries. I thought nothing of it until I realized I didn't know how to get back to the hotel. I wasn't left with any of the information. And I was kind of aimlessly walking around, not paying attention to a lot of signs because I was just so sure me and my travel companion would come back together. Well, suddenly when I realize I'm being left alone in a foreign country where I do not speak the language, I somehow came down with the flu all within 5 seconds of that. Just like she's walking away, like, oh, he owns this restaurant here. I'll see you. I'll meet you back at the hotel. And I'm like, no, wait a minute. And she's like exiting. I begin to sweat. You can feel the sun. And I'm like, oh, I'm carrying all these bags. So what happens? I end up going around Istanbul all day long trying to find my way, because after having spent so much time at the Indian Bazaar, the world's largest, I was like, where's Waldo? I really thought I was in the same location, but everything looked alike. So I went and decided to take the public transportation, these trolleys, these trams. They have all these modern day advances. I'm a Southern girl. I'm not from New York City, but I'm like, hey, this will be easy. Only to get there and realize I may have Turkish lira, but I do not have a metro card. And of course, it's really hard to communicate because I'm in this foreign country where, can I find anybody that speaks English in the next 30 minutes? It wasn't happening. An hour later, it wasn't happening. And although someone saw me standing there and pretty much figured out, although I cannot verbally communicate with this woman, I think she needs help. So, you know, in a foreign land, a guardian angel came over and gifted me a metro card. I had the money. You couldn't even buy a metro card at those pickups. You had to have already had it. So I'm riding the metro for hours. Yes, I said hours. And I'm looking, the goal at this time is, Lord, if I could just get to the airport, then I'll be able to have my information. This is the first time in my travels that I left everything in the hotel. I mean, like, the things that people tell you to keep with you, I had the passport, but I left my personal house key and other important details. So I'm riding this metro, and every time I spoke to someone, you know, they would give me the look of, I don't speak any English. And my Arabic got me to a certain point where someone was like, okay, your Arabic is not from here. And then the woman sitting behind her was like, I speak English. Because, you know, it was like a clash of Arabic. In one region, if you speak Egyptian Arabic in Kuwait or in the UAE, people will know. So it's like different branches of the family tree, different cousins. Nonetheless, I finally found a woman who guided me. She said, okay, miss, next 3 stops, you'll get off, and there's the airport. Well, I was so grateful for yet another guardian angel to swoop right in, guide me on my path after several hours of just like, at least I was seeing the whole, all of Istanbul riding in the public transportation. I arrive at the airport. My original flight was to go out the following day, but because of the flu-like symptoms, 2017, mind you, and the overall being fed up, hours and hours away, I got to the airport and I was like, hi guys. When I flew in, I had to write down the name of the hotel and all these things, and someone here speaks English and blah blah blah. Wasted a lot of time retelling a story to someone who did speak English, only to find out your girl was in the wrong airport. Yes. Istanbul is a mega, huge, beautiful place that has multiple airports. And because I did not have this awareness, as I was just so quick to travel and find a resolution, I discovered that the Turkish lira is about to be my best friend, because if I'm just a few hours away from home, baby, give me another plane ticket, next flight out, and I just want to go home. So that was that. I bought that ticket over the counter. I arrived back in home and reached into my pocket to discover I ain't have no house key. And this opportunity at 4 o'clock in the morning, flying in, knocking on someone's door in my building and saying, can I sleep on your couch for 2 hours? And then I woke up. Mind you, I still have on the same clothes because when we flew in on a Thursday, we got off work, flew into Istanbul. I had just woken up Friday morning, had on the clothes from Friday. Here it is Sunday morning. Same clothes. My travel companion saw me in on Friday, but I was home. I was safe. I was back at school. And when I walked into my classroom, there were several government officials standing there. Now, one of the things I've had to ponder as a woman of color is living abroad, if anything should happen, as a woman of color, is somebody going to come for me? Darling, I was truly given an epiphany. There was the Turkish military and embassy, Kuwait embassy, U.S. embassy, three governments that had gathered together. And because I was I'm living in the world's highest currency, most power, backed by money, honey, working at a school where I'm dealing with people who have the most resources on the planet, and I am in charge of the education of their children. It is because of the alignment of those people to have Americans working on their contract that they looked at my passport and say, oh, we need answers. So before I'd walked into my classroom, these governments were gathering. Hey, travel companion came and reported her missing. Travel companion came to the airport. Sunita was not on that return flight. We need answers. Turkish government, what happened? U.S., Kuwait, let's get it together. When I opened the door, all three governments looked at me like, Shinohanta, what is this? What are you doing here? And they were so happy to see me. And in that moment, I understood the value of not just that passport, but the security I had of knowing, wow, I am worth it. Someone came for me. Oh my goodness, Harriet Tubman just came back and made sure I was okay. Nat Turner just went cutting up somebody to make sure that I would be set free. All three of these governments were getting together and having the collective conversation and saying, hey, we need to report back to America what happened to this woman. Hey, too many powerful people are aligned with this sister right here. And so my travel companion did come and tell the school officials. She was so afraid, like, oh, I travel with Sunita and something must have happened. And this white woman, Italian darling sister, had enough power, grace, and tears in her eyes that it set off three government officials, three different governments, and they were all there in my classroom giving answers. Where was she? How did this happen? Let's do it in a timestamp. And that right there, although I was wearing two-day-old clothes just made me feel so royal, so significant. And that is my Turkey Day story. So yes, everyone, in the spirit of the holidays, knowing that people are away from home right now, knowing that people are all around the world, you have family members who are actually not able to celebrate with you this year. It feels a little bit how it is for us expats living out around the world. We do miss our families at this season. And this time, we do have mixed stories, but as you're coming together on this Turkey Day, we look forward to the great travel plans and getting together in the future and all of the amazing stories that we will tell. Today's story was all about a gentle reminder for us to know that it is in giving thanks that we come together, not just once a year, but each and every day. And 2020 has certainly been a time that has definitely taught us gratitude of what we have. Not the expectation of what we want, but gratitude. And 2020 has been a time for soul family. When I look back on a lot of the people that I've lost, no, they didn't transition from the earth, but they transitioned from my life. I'm still giving thanks and so grateful for these make some epic adventure stories. Yes. If you have anything inside of you on this day that could give back, not just in the form of a Black Friday sale, but just giving thanks, I would like to encourage you all to spend this time turning off your phones. When the podcast is over, reach out and share a story with someone. May your tragedies be a testimony for someone else. May your journey open doors for others. And keep in mind, for all your family members who happen to be all around the world, reach out. Show some love. The one thing that I did learn about all of these European holidays, baby, there's a Thanksgiving impact everywhere. Yes, brothers and sisters in the UAE and Dubai are getting together having Thanksgiving. People in Kuwait are having their potluck dinners. All the Americans in Africa found a turkey, a ham, and they're getting it in. So wherever you are on this planet, Queen Sunny Honey wants to send so much limitless love and blessings out there to you. As you're enjoying the rest of your weekend and closing out this year, I send a personal challenge on behalf of the ancestors. You, yes, you. You are that beneficiary of your ancestors. You are truly living your ancestors' wildest dreams. No matter where you are from, know where you are is simply on the shoulders of great ones. On this day, we give thanks not just for the human beings who are walking this planet with us, but those who came before us, for as the beneficiary, they're looking down and they're saying, hey, you know what? We cannot choose your cousin because he ain't right. We can't choose your brother or sister because they're not focused. But you, when the family looks down and see what you're doing with the blessings that we've left on this planet, we're cheering, well done. And we would like to release you into the limitless blessings as our beneficiaries. Make sure you know that all of the kings and queens that you've come from, they still got a lot left for you. And if you've never been the beneficiary to have someone leave something for you, get ready, get ready, get ready for the ultimate blessing. How do you redeem? How do you become the one who receives the limitless blessings? Acknowledge the skill set that you have. Boss up, get your LLC. Make sure that you take ownership for your skill set. Leave a legacy that's saying to the ancestors, I'm more than just an indentured servant, and this is not the legacy that will be passed on to the next. The ancestors have left you ancestral medicine that will heal you in all areas of your life. Discover your purpose-driven life. Take that skill set and monetize. May you always walk in the assets of limitless blessings. May you lay down at night going to sleep knowing that you have enough laundry detergent to last for a year, or enough finances that will carry you through fair weather friends and rainy seasons. As we go into an unheard of Christmas this year, let Thanksgiving be a real big reminder that it is not the gift of being package that counts. It's knowing that you are the gift this year. It is not the presents that you can add up underneath a tree and the number of presents that you receive that really makes you feel love. It's your presence alone. As a child, my father expressed to me that the most important thing a person could ever gift you is their time. As we embark on 2021, I ask that you turn and look back. That's right, Sankofa. Turn and look back over everything and everywhere you've come from. And then jump. Take a leap of faith into 2021, leaving behind these things that no longer serve you, people that no longer serve you. May the opportunity to have more than one income be with you in 2021. May a diversified portfolio keep you in 2021. May seeds that you have sown that have been so small reap in an abundance in 2021 in this season. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, always coming to you every Freedom Friday from the Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station, here gifting back to our community, looking to educate 100 doctors here, right here in Jamaica, looking to continue to be self-sustainable, self-sufficient, and all about ourselves as a people. May you live, strive, thrive, and lead your entire family, lead your community, lead this world into better. Until next time, do bye bye boo.